Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
And so, my family, it is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock with me, Sibongile Mofokeng. And I am with Dr. Sibo Mkize, my queen, my queen, and hoe gaan dit met u?
Dumelang, hello, hello, hello.
How are you, my beautiful queen?
I am good. I promise you, you and me, we're going to be technicians by the end of the year.
Ah, bona. We will be so good with technology. We're always getting this, you and I. So, bona, we are heading there. I just want to say this because tomorrow you are celebrating. And so we say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Woo!
Thank you very much.
The Lord is so good. Happy birthday, my queen, and may it be one of the best years in your life. May you see God's goodness. May you have good health in it, good success in all that you do, and enjoy your day. So we're celebrating you. The celebrations have already started.
Exactly.
When they ask you, Ipes de Ayami. When they ask you, Ipes de Ayami. All right. My queen, we're talking about postnatal depression. And somebody might be asking themselves, what is postnatal depression? There are mothers who have given birth, and some of them find themselves overwhelmed by emotions. Some of them find themselves detached from their children. Someone might even say she doesn't love her child or like her child. They don't even want to breastfeed. They don't even want to carry the baby. And some of them want to cry the whole time, and they don't understand what's happening to them. And they feel like they're bad mothers. But we understand there's something called postnatal depression, maternal depression. What is it exactly?
Well, it's one of the most sensitive issues that even some people, they're not even aware. They just think they just hate their child. Like, why did God bless me with this? Because to them, it feels like it's a curse. Basically, it is a minor depression that affects at least a good, about 70% of women that actually go through postnatal depression. Some may know it as postpartum depression. So basically, it's a hormonal thing that goes on into your body. So you detach from the pregnancy itself. So there's so many different ways. There isn't one particular thing that triggers postnatal depression, but it could be a number of factors. Hormones is upset, medication that is taken through breast. Some of them, it's actually emotional issues, stress, abuse. Some of them, they were not ready, financial. Some of them, it's mental issues. So there's quite a lot of triggers that could cause postnatal depression. The good thing about it is that really it doesn't last for that long. Most of the people, it's in one of those episodal depressions.
Sure.
That within like 12 months, some of them, they've already, especially when I was talking about the minor ones, that the people can actually slowly, it starts to wear itself off. You know, you start to get used to the baby. That basically reality starts now setting in, because you are detached to this experience that is happening in your body when everybody's so excited. To you, it feels like it's the worst thing ever. You know, it feels like, why is this child here?
You said that there's no particular thing that we can point to and say this is the reason, but it's hormonal. But I'm alarmed by the escalation of the statistics, like 70%. It's quite a lot. Has it always been here? Maybe our mothers or the generations before were quiet about it?
They were quiet about it. You can imagine. Thank God, because nowadays, the freedom to express one's emotions, you know, the mental health movement is done quite impressive, you know, footprint for the next generations to come. Imagine you're a pregnant mother, the whole entire family, including your partners, they're excited because a blessing is coming into the family. Yet you feel so detached to this whole entire thing. You want to keep it a secret. Because what is wrong with you? Why are you not happy about this baby. You know, sometimes we tend to think this happens after the baby is born, but there are women who go through it while they are pregnant. So with all the excitement, they have to keep quiet because then you are shunned upon. Nobody really understands what you are talking about.
Mm.
So it was always, you know, hush, hush, you know, swept under the carpet. Or you are just going through that moment, it's going to come. What we normally refer to as, nah, it's just hormones because you're pregnant, you know. So that's what we would go with. Like, okay, it's just hormones. But this one is a little bit deeper than just hormones. It also now filters into your emotions and into your psyche.
Now, let me ask
so
about...
For,
yeah, so for the mothers who are raising children diagnosed with autism, the children themselves detach themselves from... The babies themselves detach themselves from the mothers. In my experience, it wasn't like that. The baby was still fine at that moment in time. But what I remember myself crying. And for 3 months, I wasn't okay because the baby was sick. He had tummy issues. And he was crying most of the times. And that would frustrate me. And I'm so glad with the support that I have. Could something like that also lead to postpartum depression because of the way the baby reacts to the mother, or the baby's sick all the time? You see yourself going to the doctors from time to time because you don't understand. Maybe you even feel like you've broken your baby. You did something, maybe you've broken your baby. Can that also lead to a postpartum?
That does. So basically, the postnatal depression and postpartum depression, we use them interchangeably, but there is a slight difference.
Mm.
So with postpartum, that's when it's got to do with the baby. It's like I'm detached, like you say, the baby is not attached to themselves, is it? And then the natal is with the mom.
Mm-hmm.
So now, because the moral, this is all the same symptoms that gather around between mother and baby relationship. So we tend to use them interchangeably, but there is just a slight difference. So what we are talking about with the postpartum, with in your case, that does happen. That then you go to the doctor, like, but I'm not connecting to this baby, or the baby's not connecting to me, or they don't even want to latch, you know, when breastfeeding, or every time I touch this baby, I'm just not connecting to this baby. And sometimes it is the other way around, you know, how the baby also reacts to you. So we tend to think that just babies, they don't know anything, but emotionally, as soon as they are born, they're also human beings, and they're also going through their own physical changes, you know, health-wise.
Mm.
So they also can repel to whatever you are also feeling. You know, we tend to see it with our babies and strangers. So they're like, no, this child, they don't get along with so-and-so, they don't get along. That shows you that they are fully connected emotional human beings. So that does happen as well. So if you're not going to be, you know, giving that child a certain energy, or they now experiencing certain energy, they do tend to also detach themselves. Yes, that can
happen. They can sense that mom doesn't really like me in her space. Now, I've seen a lot of moms on TikTok lately who would show us the perfect pictures that they would show whenever they want to see us to see them loving their babies and all. And then they show you also the reality of what they go through when they cry and they can't deal with this and it's frustrating. And you see even the husband stepping in. What is the right way of dealing with this? Personally, starting from the mom, what should the mom be doing when she realizes this before we can even go to those who are a support for her?
Really, because remember, this is one of those symptoms that we learn on the job. It really is. We learn as it is. We don't have specific way we can literally point out these are the symptoms, because you really could be going, because some of the symptoms, they're very similar to other symptoms. The moodiness, like you said, the crying, the anxiety, the depression. So all of these things could be related to other factors. So you learn that, why am I around this individual and I can't actually handle it? I feel overwhelmed. Every time I think about my own baby, I just want to run away. I don't want to be around this child. And you feel, now you start to feel guilty. Then now the crying, constant crying, is one of the very big symptoms. So normally then we would send them to the doctors. And they do. Normally, our doctors these days, they're pretty on point with such emotional things. They would have midwives that will explain to you that this is what's going on with you, or also send you through counseling. It does pass. It really does pass. So most people, they'll just take it as just, you know, something that just, they take it like it's a minor thing, but it's actually a very big thing, because that also can disturb the how the relationship with the mother and the child actually begins. So because, like I said, it's a, we learn as we go along that this is what this person is going through. It's not like flu, when we can say definitely these are the flu symptoms.
And you give medicine and it's gone.
Exactly. And there is no medicine, or we try not to go into the medicine, because we are understanding that this is an emotional factor. So we'd rather take you through the counseling or somebody that you can talk to. There are severe circumstances where now psychiatrists would need to come in, and they can prescribe antidepressant medicine. So medication normally is given as the end result. And because it is a minor depression and it lasts for a very short time, we normally don't run immediately into medication.
Sure. And let's talk about the symptoms. I may assume that people know their symptoms, but I may be wrong. You and I spoke about crying. What are some of the other symptoms that are there that a mother can see in themselves?
Exhaustion. Do you know that they will be so exhausted without even holding a baby, without changing a nappy, without breastfeeding? They are so overwhelmed, like, I cannot sleep. Yet, in the middle of the night, I am wide awake. Mm. They're very much exhausted, and they've got most of them in the severe parts of them. They would be thinking mostly about really disturbing thoughts, either killing the child, either getting rid of the child, giving the child away, or themselves running away, or doing the harm to themselves because of the amount of guilt that they actually feel. So anxiety and constant sadness. Like I said, everybody's happy, and you should be happy, but their happiness is sadness. They're not understanding why they're not connecting. So the constant guilt, but mainly, mostly that I've heard of is exhaustion. Most of the women, they will tell you how exhausted they are. The baby blues is not cute. It's not cute at all. All they want to do is to sleep the whole day. Some of them, they'll even starve and not even, you know, eat. Even to take care of themselves, because to them it's like, but why am I doing, there is no connection. They are also not understanding why they're feeling the way that they're feeling.
And it makes them feel guilty, right?
Extreme guilty. Hence why some of them on the severe side of things, that's where they start thinking of really disturbing thoughts. That's when now definitely go seek, you know, counseling. Go to your GP. They will know, or they will refer you to psychiatrists. They will refer you to counselors, to midwives, people who have got experience and understand, where you can actually tell them that at this point in time, I have got no desire for my baby. I do not love my baby. Yes, it's a cute person. It's here. But I don't understand why this child is here. You can, you know, pour your heart out without feeling any guilty. So there are people, there are institutions that you can actually go to. Your baby is not broken. You are not broken. This is a medical condition that you are going through. Mm-hmm. And people do go through it, and they do survive it.
Sure. There's one person who mentioned that they started feeling like big. I don't want to use the words she used. Yeah, and it depressed her because she used to have a beautiful body of, like, she was wearing size 30, and suddenly she's on 34. That depressed her. And it started when she was pregnant. How does that affect the baby when post, okay, when the mother's, can I say when the depression, I nearly said when post-depression, but now the baby's still inside. So when the depression starts whilst you're pregnant, so what happens to the baby? Because we know that everything that you do affects the baby. Your joy affects the baby when you are when you're going through. So what happens? Can the baby come resenting you already, or feeling resented and rejected?
The baby, you know, children indeed, they are a blessing because they don't know any difference.
Okay.
You teach them as when they come. So the baby cannot come and resent you, because they have been tucked in nicely. in your body. It's how you talk to yourself or in a pregnancy, because the kids, we have known this through scientific proof, that they can hear you, you know, all the things that you actually say. So when they are still young, as soon as they are born, they have forgotten the words, but the energy, they can still sense and feel the energy, because that's the same energy that you had the time you were pregnant. And now you, the one who is resenting the child, because now your body is no longer banging. You don't feel sexy. You don't feel the way that you did, because it has changed so much. But now you don't look at it for the actuality that, because I am pregnant, I am bringing a human being.
Okay.
That's what we forget, a whole entire human being. We tend to now blame the kids, that you've taken something from me.
And it's not the kid. It's the whole process of being a mother. And and we have this, or these words are mentioned in our societies, when a baby is born, a mother is born, a nurturer is born. And you expect it to come naturally. So it doesn't come naturally to everyone.
No, it does not, unfortunately. And that's one of those hidden conversations. We don't talk about such things. Not everybody is excited to be a mother. Not everybody is going to just accept and love their child, especially immediately. As time goes on, they get used to that individual, and they will end up overcompensating now when everything is back to normal, because that guilt is still there, that in the beginning, I did not want you. I did not feel like being with you. Mm. But now that I'm better, I've got the guilt that I did this to you when you're a baby. So they tend to overcompensate.
So how can the supporting structure help to bring the sunshine back again? Because when you're going through all those emotions, you feel like the sun is gone. You feel like it's just dark, gloomy, and doom. And so how can the support structure also help to bring back the sun?
That one is also a bit of a tricky one, because, like I said, some women, they tend to be quiet about it. And everybody doesn't know what is this person feeling, because they feel guilty about it. So now let's say that you were able to open up, like, I'm not understanding this child. I don't understand, why did I have to bring this human being here? The best that they can do is to get educated themselves, because it's easy to say that, wake up, you know, just get over it. Snap your fingers and just get over it. You know, as a child, what kind of a mother would hate their own child?
Hmm.
So they also need to get educated and find the right tools. Going again to your GP, go to your nearest pharmacist and ask them. There's a lot of pamphlets. Go to your clinic where you can get educated and learn how to take care of this human being. They also now need to be taken care of, just like you are taking care of that baby. So now you've got two babies in the house. One will remain a baby a bit longer. The other one will eventually, you know, come around, and they will become a mother again.
Mm.
So it's a matter of patience and actually understanding what they're going through. This is not something you can just snap your fingers and it is gone. They are feeling something far deeper than that. And if not really taken care of, it can be damaged. It can be damaging. We've had horrific stories of people like, you did not hear me when I tell you that I do not want this baby. So you can keep the baby. I am walking out.
Mm-mm. Sure. Mm. But the support structure also always needs to be around, I guess.
Like I said, it's, look at it as if you are looking after two babies. So the mother also becomes the baby.
But what words can one use then when talking to the mother to make sure that your words are not harsh, they are not condemning, they are not destroying, too critical, or, but they are constructive and building and helping?
Well, like I said, finding out about the depression itself, if that's where now you can come around to understand, because if you've got no clue what this person is going through, it's easy for you to throw harsh words, you know, like you said, unsavory words, and making the mother feel even more guilty about what they are going through.
Mm.
So I think once you start to understand, sympathy comes in. You know, you comfort them, you assure them of the future. You know, you need to be okay so that you can learn how to love somebody. You've learned to love your partner and you didn't know them all your life. So So this individual is brand new into this world. You don't know them, but you can also learn to love them. But you need to be okay. You cannot be feeling guilty. So you use sympathetic words. You try to understand. Put yourself in their feet. Like, if you do not like somebody, and that person now is forced into your life.
All right. Makwin, let's take a break and then come back. A family member just sent me a message saying, Sibongile, as a mom who's raising a child with autism, I would like to ask, can postnatal depression come later on in life because of the baby refusing to connect with you?
Yes.
Okay, so we will come back to talk about that and answer that one, and then talk about the treatment that is out there for our mothers. And yes, we should be showing love to our mothers out there who are going through this. It's not an easy journey. It's not easy. But when we are there and also helping them to make things easier, or love them. Loving them is the best way to go.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
That's where you're at, Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock, and at 3 o'clock, Germany, Johan Els will take you through with something else, and afterwards, Ayanda Nenembo will come through with Spectrum, and she'll be with you up until 6 o'clock, and afterwards, Jane with sports, he'll be coming in from 6 up until 8, and right now, Heart to Heart with you, and gave you the sounds of, let me just go back so that I can get my notes correctly. I don't want to say the wrong songs, hey? That was Conqueror by Vashon Michelle. And yes, you are a conqueror, reminding you there is a winner in you. And you need not fret, but always remember that the Lord also is your strength. He carries you through. On the line, I am not alone. I'm with Dr. Sibo Mkhize, and we are talking about postnatal depression. Now, my queen, somebody asked the question before we left that can it come later? I think they're basing it on their own experience with a child diagnosed with autism, where you find that later on in life, the child starts showing with the sounds of pushing away the parent. So can it start later? Do we still regard it as postnatal?
Yes, it can start later. Like I said, there are different stages. Some people, it starts before they deliver the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Some, it will hit them once the baby has arrived. So it can. Remember that with kids with special needs, they are still babies. So we still treat them as babies. So even when they are a little bit older, it still feels like I am dealing with that baby.
Mm.
So yes, it can should we say attack, or it can come through much later also in life, especially with parents with special needs kids. Yes, that can happen.
So let's talk about the treatment, the process, because you did mention that it's not always that you would use medication, but what should one expect if they're going in for a treatment?
Well, mostly your GPs, they would recommend a cognitive behavioral therapist or a psychotherapist, or, you know, a psychologist. So those are the people that you can actually talk to. There are groups as well, or support groups, that you can join in, especially online these days, where you can actually express yourself. Other ones, it's literally just taking care of yourself, eating, because mostly they do not eat. They do not want to eat. Some, they feel the guilty that if I cannot feed my child, so why am I eating? So eating healthy, exercising, you know, taking your vitamins, all of those vitamins they give you at a hospital, they actually do help. So at least they do not even affect the breastfeeding, because like I said, some of them, they do not, we don't recommend medication immediately, but some vitamins are necessary for you to feel well. Sleeping, believe it or not, sleeping, because mostly they suffer from either excessive sleeping or just no sleeping at all. So all of those things, the chemicals, and going out for a walk, anything that's going to get your endorphins going, listening to music, meditating, praying, you know, talking about it. So all of those things, they do help. Mm. Spending some time in water, tranquil areas, those things, they do help.
Mm.
In the extreme cases, like we said, this is where now medication comes in, antidepressants comes in. So we look at the severity of your depression. So if it's something that can be helped without going into medication, then that's what we would actually recommend. But if it is in the severe, some of the people that actually we need to institutionalize them, because it is that severe. Unfortunately, if really this thing is not taken care of, can become a danger not only to the person suffering, but to the baby, and sometimes even to the partner. And sometimes it will go on to affect even the other babies, the siblings to the baby.
Wow.
Because now every child that has come through me, I'm not understanding. So why do I have all of these children? And we've heard horrific stories where, you know, their parents have put their children in an oven and they've killed them.
Sure. And you don't understand. You're like, what happened?
And for them, they really do not understand. And you'll find them, they're not even going to run away, because it was not, it's a crime of passion. It was not like, you know, I just wanted to get rid of this child. Or you found themselves, have killed themselves. Because, you know, those are really extremely, they're very rare, but there are extreme cases of that nature. So this is when now medication, and very potent, strong medication, psychiatrists, this is where they step in.
May the Lord really, really have his hand upon our women, especially those who have given birth, and also to help them speak up, because it's very, really hard to help if you don't know, if you're not even realizing that this person is depressed. It's really hard to even be there, step in, and also help them carry the load. So your closing statements, my queen, to our queens who have given birth. Number one, they are beautiful. We love them and we celebrate them. What is your... That is number one. We love... They are so beautiful.
Be it
they've lost weight or not.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And what
and
else?
Number two, I would say to them, what you are feeling, let us acknowledge what you are feeling. It is genuine. It is true. However, you will get through this. It is not the end of the world. You might feel like you're in the dark right now, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. Please speak up. It's not for anybody to judge you about how you are feeling, but speaking up is a very, very important step towards your healing. Those little bundles of joy, they really are a joy. And you will learn to love them, and you will learn to embrace them. What you are going through right now, it is a mental illness. It's something that we need to take care of you to make sure that you are okay, so you can embrace what you have brought into this world. So your feelings are valid. Those tears, that sadness, everything you are going through, it is absolutely valid. But we need for you to speak up so we know how to help you.
All right. My queen, for those who'd like to be in contact with you, maybe they need clarity on certain matters that you mentioned and they still need to understand certain things there, or they need your help, how do they get hold of you?
They can contact us on 081-374-5325.
081-374-5325. My queen, thank you so much. We feel the love all the time when we talk to you. We thank God for who you are, and we are able to even talk to you. You are approachable, and thank God for that, because then that helps us in what we need, and it encourages someone to say, yeah, it means that I can talk to Dr. Sibo Mkhizemos because I'm feeling like this. And so thank you for that warm welcome that you give unto us every time we call. So God bless you. We'll be seeing you again in the coming month, but enjoy your birthday, and I hope you're celebrating the whole month.
Yes, of course. Birthday for the whole month. Hey, 13th birthday. Okay.
enjoy it. And thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Do you remember, family, that you can talk to Dr. Sibo Mkhize on 083, is it 081, not 3, but 081-374-5325. It's 081-374-5325. And get clarity and ask your questions right there. Maybe there are some of the things that you feel we didn't even get to with what you're experiencing. You can talk to her. Send her WhatsApp as well, 081-374-5325.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.